听力课堂，听 class.com。
This is lesson two. Thomas Jones's mother is describing her son to a reporter. Listen to the interview.
So tell me, Mrs. Jones, how long has Thomas been a writer?
Since he was a little boy. He wrote cute stories about animals. He was a good writer then, too.
He's a terrific writer now, that's for sure. His articles for Ladies' Quarterly are really great. Tell me, when did he start writing professionally?
Let me see. I think it was in 1985. Yes, of course, when he sold his first collection of short stories. Mysteries of Stamford, yes.He's been a professional writer for a long time now. Since 1985. Most of the time he's worked for himself. You know, short stories, newspaper articles. But then for a time there was no money in this. So in 1990 he took a 9-to-5 job.He was a writer at an advertising agency, Cross and Rubicon, I think it was, for 1 year.
That was before he took the job at Ladies' Quarterly, wasn't it?
Yes. Thomas worked at Cross and Rubicon from September 1990 to August 1991. He never really liked that job.Maybe he just didn't like being in the world of big business, you know. Writing to sell things to people who don't want to buy them. Kind of cheap, if you know what I mean. Thomas is very sensitive. Anyway, he now works for that magazine. What's its name?
Ladies' Quarterly.
Yes, that's it. Ladies' Quarterly.At the present time, Thomas writes for Ladies' Quarterly.
Good. Now listen and repeat.
Thomas Jones is a writer. He's a terrific writer. He's been a writer. He's been a writer since 1985.He was a writer. He was a writer at an advertising agency. He was a writer at an advertising agency in 1990.
Now I say, since 1985. And you say,
he's been a writer since 1985.
I say, in 1990.And you say,
he was a writer in 1990.
I say, now. And you say,
he's a writer now.
Ready? Let's begin. Since 1985.
He's been a writer since 1985.
In 1990.
He was a writer in 1990.
Now.
He's a writer now.
Since he was a little boy.
He's been a writer since he was a little boy.
From 1990 to 1991.
He was a writer from 1990 to 1991.
Before he took a job at Cross and Rubicon.
He was a writer before he took a job at Cross and Rubicon.
At the present time.
He's a writer at the present time.
For a long time now.
He's been a writer for a long time now.
Good. Stephen has been doing a lot of work. Listen to what he says.
Since Maria left, I've been so busy I can't think. I've been fixing the house, I've been buying baby furniture, and I've been producing the shows.
Poor Stephen. Let's listen to some more.
What else? Oh, at night I've been putting up wallpaper in the baby's room. It's still a mess. How do parents do it all? Imagine having 3 or 4 children. It's too much.
Maybe Stephen's been working too hard. There's been the cost of all this, too. Poor Stephen.
And the money. Anne and I have been spending too much money. Babies are expensive.
Well, Stephen's been having a difficult time, hasn't he? Now, listen and repeat.
I've been fixing the house. I've been buying baby furniture. I've been producing the shows. I've been putting up wallpaper. I've been spending too much money.
Okay. You hear.
Have you fixed the house yet?
And you say.
Yes, I've been fixing the house every day.
You hear.
Have you bought any furniture for the baby yet?
And you say.
Yes, I've been buying baby furniture every day.
Okay, let's start.
Have you fixed the house yet?
Yes, I've been fixing the house every day.
Have you bought any baby furniture yet?
Yes, I've been buying baby furniture every day.
How about the baby's room? Have you put up wallpaper yet?
Yes, I've been putting up wallpaper every day.
And your wife? Have you spent time with your wife?
Yes, I've been spending time with my wife every day.
Well, what about your work at WEFL? Have you produced any shows?
Yes, I've been producing shows every day.
And business? Has WEFL made any money?
Yes, WEFL's been making money every day.
How about me? Have you thought of me lately?
Yes, I've been thinking of you every day.
Sam Finch called Stephen from Aspen. Let's listen to some of their conversation. Listen carefully for the name of a hotel. It's the hotel where Sam wants to have dinner with Maria.
California. I'm in Aspen right now.
Yeah, I understand you're skiing with Maria.
We made plans to meet this afternoon, but I can't make it, and I haven't been able to find Maria. She moved to a different hotel. If she calls, Tell her I'll meet her for dinner at the Grand Hotel at 8 o'clock.
Okay, the Grand Hotel.
How's Anne?
Anne's fine. She hasn't been sleeping well lately. But the doctors say she's doing fine.
Well, that's good. How have you been, Dad?
Oh, I've been working hard lately.
Well, what's the name of the hotel where Sam wants to have dinner with Maria?
The Grand Hotel.
Now, listen and repeat.
She hasn't been sleeping. She hasn't been sleeping well lately. She hasn't been sleeping well lately.
Now you hear.
How's Anne? Has she been sleeping well?
And you say.
No, she hasn't been sleeping well lately.
You hear.
And Kathy, how has she been? Has she been feeling well?
And you say.
No, she hasn't been feeling well lately.
Ready? Let's begin.
How's Anne? Has she been sleeping well?
No, she hasn't been sleeping well lately.
And Kathy, how has she been? Has she been feeling well?
No, she hasn't been feeling well lately.
What about Jake and Mike? Have they been playing any basketball?
No, they haven't been playing any basketball lately.
And Maria, has she been working hard?
No, she hasn't been working hard lately.
How about you? Have you been making any money?
No, I haven't been making any money lately.
Have you been doing well?
No, I haven't been doing well lately.
What about your English? Have you been studying a lot?
No, I haven't been studying English a lot lately.
That's all for now. End of lesson 2.